Next morning, you took out a few of the old grounds and added some of the new grounds.
That's where I kept it going?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the most common thing you would drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it out of a...
a cup, I guess, or a glass, or anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you'd add some water. The glass accidentally fell off the sink and...
broke.
You might say, I didn't...
break.
But someone sure has...
broken.
Now, I suppose I ask you how much you had to drink. You just had several glasses of water. You say, oh, I...
had a whole lot.
Yeah, I...
drank a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you might say to me, how much have you...
drunk.
Together, I say, we sure...
did drink a lot.
Okay, dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin. You're not quite ready yet. And you say, oh, go ahead and...
eat.
But before they can eat, they have to... they're standing around the dining room. You say, y'all go ahead and...
sit down.
And someone comes into the dining room and you say, won't you...
sit down.
So then he...
sits down.
And I suppose you want someone else to help themselves to something, not wait till you pass something. You say, oh, go ahead and...
help yourself.
And after that was done, I say somebody went ahead and...
helped themselves.
Or I asked him to pass them over to me since he already...
had helped himself.
Now, suppose you pass something that you don't like very much and you decide not to eat any of it. You say, oh, I don't...
like that.
Or if you're being a little more polite, you wouldn't say I don't like it. You say, I don't...
care for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose that you have food that's been cooked and served a second time, put in the oven first. You say you're having...
leftovers.
And if it's been put in the oven for a few minutes, it was...
warmed.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
Now, did you ever eat a dish made out of boiled cornmeal and water?
No.
Other people around here might have eaten that. Either for breakfast or later.
You mean mush?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not for this part of the country. I don't believe. That you got to get deeper south to get mush.
Okay. Now, do you eat a starch around here? It's made from a grain raised in Louisiana or southern Arkansas or Texas. It's the staple...
you mean rice?
Would that be eaten much around here?
Yes, it would be. But oats, Mother's Quaker oats is what most people ate around here for breakfast.
Yeah, I suppose something's cooking and it makes a very good impression on your nostrils. You say, just...
smells good.
Yeah, just... you're talking to your friend, you say, oh, just...
smell that.
Now, I don't think we talked about this yesterday. Did you make your own molasses earlier?
Yes, most everybody grew sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
And in a county, there would be one or two places of sorghum mill. And you cut it and took it to the sorghum mill, and they pressed it and made the molasses. And usually a long time ago, the way they paid for it, the person who had the mill would take so many of the gallons of molasses, and you'd get a certain percentage.
So you didn't use money?
You didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would be the difference between, say, syrup and molasses?
I don't know. Syrup wasn't made here. Because you just make that. If a person made syrup around here, they'd just take what they'd be commercial sugar and make some for a home use. But you just make molasses from sorghum.
Now, if you have, say you went and bought some maple syrup, which is pretty expensive to buy.
Yes.
You can buy a sort of imitation that's not quite so expensive. But if you didn't want that, you'd buy
the real stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's another term you might use for that. It's not imitation.